Good evening, my name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community who would like to get your opinions. We are not going to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in a general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely. I am not at all likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, or some other political party?
No party affiliation.
Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background?
How would I describe it? Filipino? Half?
Okay. What is your age?
52.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Housing and property insurance costs, access and cost of health care, illegal immigration, climate and the environment, abortion, crime and public safety, K-12 education, the economy and jobs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, taxes.
Illegal immigration.
All right. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic, probably vote for Democratic, lean slightly to Democratic, definitely for Republican, probably Republican, or lean slightly for Republican.
Well, let's just put it this way. Never voting Democrat.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Extremely disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Definitely approve.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Ron Rico. Rico Smith.
Rico Smith, I just got his mailer in the mail today. Don't really have an opinion on him.
Okay. Fentress Driscoll.
Unfavorable opinion.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Right. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I noticed you didn't put in Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yes, that was not on that question. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Probably definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Okay. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic, Rico Smith, the Republican.
Rico Smith, probably.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith?
Probably voting for Rico Smith.
Okay. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community.
The second one.
Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridans. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and every item. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? President Joe Biden, the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee.
President Joe Biden.
As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority? A Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results?
It has to be the Republican because I don't like Democrats.
Okay. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? It is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions. It is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical and will almost always support the Democrats.
Could you give me those again?
Yes. It is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions. It is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats.
Well, I'll never support a Democrat, so it has to be the first one.
Okay. Thinking about this past weekend, when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. In light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. While political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
The second one.
Okay. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans and servers on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community and as an African-American man wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Democrat Fentress Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridans.
Well, it has to be Rico Smith because Driscoll is a Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers.
More likely.
Would you say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Just more likely.
Okay. Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridans achieve the American dream of home ownership.
More likely.
Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
More likely.
With trust in government at all times, lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interests of its citizens.
More likely.
I would say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
More likely.
Would you say somewhat or much more, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. If you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentress Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? Fentress Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise, and companies continue to drop coverage.
Less likely.
Much less.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Fentress Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
Much less likely.
Fentress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against every people who have been wronged by these large companies.
Much less likely.
Since Fentress Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridan is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
Much less likely.
Fentress Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration law.
Think you just hung up.
Fentress Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Much less likely.
Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
Much less likely.
Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Much less likely.
Okay. And talking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, Rico Smith.
Rico Smith.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith?
Well, like I said, I just found out he was running, so I got his mailer in my mailbox today.
Okay. Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before you finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, always usually vote Democrat for as many Democrats as you do Republicans? Usually Republican, always Republican?
Usually Republican.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Just conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's, college graduate with a bachelor's, postgraduate degree?
Some college.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Bye.